Today we celebrate St. Luke, one of the four evangelists. And the beautiful character of the Gospel of St. Luke is that Jesus loved to spend time with people in the context and in the setting of a banquet. He invites those whom society would deem as unworthy to be discarded, to be forgotten, to be looked down, to be abandoned, to be ignored, to be rejected. He invites all those to the banquet so that he can reach out to them, heal them deep from within. And I think we can relate to St. Luke a lot in this sense, my brothers and sisters, that we're not sent to the righteous, but we're sent to the people who are lost, or the people who might not fit our own understanding or our own comprehension or our own standard and limitations, so that we can reach out to them, to love them, and to invite them back to the Eucharistic banquet so that they can return back to the sacraments, to the life of faith, to the life of worship, through the life of what it truly meant to be disciples of Christ, to be Christians, so that we can bear all of that deep within our own heart, to love him and to give our life totally and completely to him. My brothers and sisters, take a moment, and if you don't know what to read, and if you're so busy or overwhelmed with what's going on in the world, step back. Step back and choose to read the Gospel of St. Luke. Only 24 chapters, 24 chapters, but read the Gospel of St. Luke and see how tender Christ is, the who reach out to the poor, the forgotten, the abandoned, the ignored, those who are often rejected by society, the sinners like us, and called us back. Read the Gospel of St. Luke and see how much God truly loves us, that he wills our good, and he, in his mercy, call us back to return to the fold, return to the goodness, and to return back to the life of grace. Where are we in our own faith journey? Don't just focus on the problems that are out there, but look back within us to see how God's mercy has reached out to us, how much he has loved us until the very end, so that we ourselves can return and to live in that goodness, that love.